Welcome back to Nachyomi. We are up to Perek Yud Aleph, chapter 11 of Sefer Shmuel Beis. So David's army, as we alluded to last time, devastates Ammon. And David goes onto the roof of his palace after this, and he sees a woman that is very beautiful, that she is taking a bath up there, and he finds out that her name was Bathsheba, and that she was married to a man named Uriah Hachiti. And David gets messengers to bring her to him, and they are intimate together, and she goes back home. To make a interesting or a difficult situation even worse, she actually conceives, and she tells David that she's pregnant. David then does something that seems unconscionable, and we're not going to delve in to try to understand this fully right now, but it is one of the more complex actions of the life of David HaMelech. David, he gets Yoav to bring Uriah Hachiti to him, and when he comes, David asks, you know, how the troops are doing, and started making small talk with one of his soldiers, and David tells Uriah to go home, but Uriah doesn't go home. And when David asks why he doesn't go home, he says he can't go home, he can't eat, he can't be with his wife, because all of his friends are still at war. So David writes a letter to Yoav to send to Uriah, to the front line, David writes a letter to Yoav that he should send Uriah to the front lines of the battle, and then have the other men fall back so that he will get killed. He does this, Uriah dies, he gets killed at war, and messengers are sent to David with this information. Bathsheba, finding out about the death of her husband, tragically she mourns over her husband's death, and after Shiva is over, David sends for Bathsheba, and she marries him, and they have a son together. But the Perek ends with us being told that Hashem was not happy with what David has done, and as we'll see, his son ends up paying the price for this. But for now, we wish everyone a beautiful day.